The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and today I'm getting up close and personal with Devin Toner. D-E-V, for the Calte Bowl selector. As you may be aware, I'm a big Devin Toner fan. He is my favourite player. And, you know, I'm very excited to speak to him today. So, Dev, thanks very much for joining us. Without further ado, sorry, I'm just going to introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing Devin Toner.
Michael, it's great to see you. How are you, Dad?
Did you hear my entrance? That's some entrance, Dev.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, is it?
Did you? Yeah, you heard it.
Absolutely.
I thought if you were a boxer when you finished playing, because you remind me a bit of Tyson Fury, I thought that'd be a great entrance song for you to the boxing ring.
Okay. Which one am I? The good, the bad, or the ugly?
You're the bad. You're the bad. Dev, I'm bloody excited. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good, Dad. I'm pretty good. All the better for seeing your face. I miss you.
It's funny when there's a bit of cash thrown in, you're straight on the Zoom. I've been trying to get a Zoom call with you for the whole of lockdown.
There's cash, is there?
Well, not for me, but definitely is for you, my friend. But you're well. You're good.
I'm flying. Yeah.
Great stuff. Great. Hey, Dev, listen, I want to get started. So first of all, you're on around 260 caps, which is absolutely incredible. So I think Darce, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Darce is on about, Gordon Darce is on about 261.
I think Darce is on 261, yeah.
Mate, you've properly Googled this, so like, pretending you think. But anyway, yeah, how for the rest of the season, how much is that in your head? And, you know, what an amazing milestone and kind of record and legacy to leave for what you've done for Irish rugby and Leinster rugby. It would be lovely to break the record, wouldn't it?
Like, it's easy to say that I'm not looking at it, but like, it's always in the back of your head, to be honest. Like, yeah, like, when I reach... when I reached 250, people were asking, "Oh, who has a record? Are you past it yet?" And I was like, "But like, I didn't really know then." And then people started telling me. So like, every kind of game is kind of in your head that you're kind of getting closer and closer. So please God, I'm able to get it this year anyway.
have you had that awkward conversation with Darce yet?
No, I haven't seen Darce at all. No, actually, okay. Yeah. Okay. He's probably giving me the cold shoulder because of it.
Yeah. Dev, listen, you've achieved so much in the game, mate, and you know, a bit to go, hopefully, as well. But you know, 70 Irish caps, 260 Leinster caps, 4 Champions Cups, Pro 12, Pro 14, 6, 1 Grand Slam, 3 Six Nation winners. You are the GOAT, aren't you?
I'm far from it, Macker. Far from it,
mate.
I've been very fortunate to be in part of some great squads over the years, and I very much know that I'm very fortunate to be part of it.
Mate, but that's absolutely amazing. And you know, you're looking for a big finish now with, you know, the drive for 5, possibly another Champions Cup trophy, and you know, another Pro 14.
Yeah, obviously we're in the Pro 14 final now against Munster, so hopefully we might be able to make that 4 in a row, because it was great getting that 3 in a row last year. So obviously we're looking at that, and again, we got a bit of a tough draw. So we've got Toulon in the last 16, and then if we manage to get past Exeter, them, we've got maybe Exeter away. It's going to be a tough end to the season, to be honest. I'm just hoping to be able to get a few games in there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dev, as we said, you've achieved an incredible amount in the game. So give us if you had to choose one. Okay, you can only choose one. Right, I'm going to put you on the spot here. One, your favourite memory for Leinster and your favourite memory for Ireland.
I can't just pick one.
There must be one, Mike.
Okay, on. Leinster. It's hard to look past 2018. Obviously, because that was my fourth Champions Cup. I suppose the game against Racing, the final, is probably up there for me, because I probably felt a lot more involved that year because I started a lot more and I was more an integral part of the team, I suppose. And then we did the double as well, so we got the Pro 14 as well. So to do the double in 2018 for Leinster was phenomenal. And just the final against Racing and Bilbao was brilliant, because there was literally a sea of blue over there. Like, do you know what I mean? You go there and like everyone was there with the flags out. The reception we got was unbelievable. So it was just a savage day. I know it probably wasn't the best game to watch, but it was
lashing with rain, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It could have been us, you know, in the semi-final against Toulon, but it wasn't to be. Never mind.
Could have been us. That was the extra time.
Yeah. Dev, favourite Irish moment?
Favourite Irish moment? There's a few as well.
There's a few. You are the good
one. I can't look past Chicago. Beating the All Blacks in Chicago, which is unbelievable. Again, the reception that we got was brilliant. My mother and my wife were able to fly over to see me over there playing it. It was a huge spectacle, and just the reception we got after the game was unbelievable as well. So All Blacks Chicago is probably up there. But again, like I could say the first Six Nations I won when we bet France in the Stade de France. Over there, it was unbelievable. So there was a couple.
You beat the All Blacks twice, didn't you?
Yeah, I bet them back in the Viva as well. Yeah,
you're showboating, Matt. You're just showboating now, aren't you? talking about Ireland, you're the most capped player under Joe Schmidt. So Dev, just wanted to ask, you know, how hard was it not making that World Cup squad, and you know, how did you deal with that setback?
Yeah, it was pretty hard, pretty disappointing. I suppose I didn't think that there probably was a chance that I wasn't going to make it. So it was when I saw his name pop up on the telephone, it was a bit of a shock. But I suppose it's how you deal with it. Like I was able to go back to Leinster. I was able to start playing well again for Leinster. Again, that's how professional sport works. It's like it's not all rainbows. You know what I mean? So. It's just something you just got to put to the back and keep working. I obviously didn't work as hard as I thought they thought I could have. I obviously didn't show enough in obviously the games leading up to the World Cup. I obviously didn't do something to let me get selected. Do you know what I mean? So there's obviously a reason why I didn't. So I probably had to reflect a bit more on that. But got to go back to Leinster, and after that started kind of playing pretty well.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what it's all about. You see Josh van der Fleer coming back to Leinster recently, and there's no point in kind of sobbing over anything. You just got to move on and be the best you can be going forward, isn't it?
100%. Like, that's the nature of sport. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's always going to be setbacks, you know? It's just how you deal with setbacks.
Yeah. And where do you watch your Ireland games now? Well, probably a stupid question because of COVID, but you obviously watch it at home on the sofa with Max and Grace climbing over you, but you know, do you find it difficult watching Ireland play now? Or you know, I know you as a person, so I know you'd only want the best and for them to do great. But because I retired 3 years ago, I still find it hard watching some games for Leinster. And how do you find it?
Yeah, like I'm sure you're the same. Like I do really enjoy watching it, but again, I obviously want everyone to do well, and I want Ireland to do well. Absolutely, 100%. Do you know what I mean? Because I was literally just part of the squad like last year. Do you know what I mean? So I really want them to do well. I don't have any ill feelings or anything towards them. Do you know what I mean? I'm quite happy with how my kind of Ireland's career has ended, to be honest. I'm at ease with it. So I'm kind of I'm able to watch them now with a bit more ease, I suppose.
Yeah, you're probably sitting on the sofa calling the line out to you, visualising. And
I think that just happens naturally. You're kind of thinking in your head, oh, what would I do in that situation? Or would I have done something differently there? Or I don't know, yeah. So that's what you naturally do anyway.
Dev, I forgot to show you, mate. Sorry.
Ah, you didn't. You're not wearing
it. I forgot I had it on, actually.
You forgot, yeah. You're absolutely.
I did. No, I knew I put it on, but I forgot I had it on. So you're aware I've got this T-shirt, aren't you?
I am aware you've got that T-shirt, yes.
The real Dev. And my daughter's got one. Mate, I am generally your biggest fan. Like, does it freak you out a little bit sometimes? Have you seen my Zoom name is Dev? So, like, at work, I have the Zoom name of Dev, and I get asked the question, why is your name Dev? So sometimes I have that awkward
conversation. Why do you have it as Dev?
because I've explained it. You're my favourite player.
Do you know, I still walk around UCD now, and I still find pieces of tape with Dev written on them, taped everywhere. Like, the people have gone around trying to take them down, but they still find them everywhere. Marker went around the whole of UCD writing Dev on pieces of tape and sticking them to the walls.
It's hard to explain, Dev, isn't it? I don't think people will really get it, but yeah, I've still got my spies. I was on to James Tracy recently, and he and Gareth, the physio, they've been putting some more stickers up on the ceiling.
Oh, have so they?
I'm glad to hear they're still there 3 years later, mate. So, Dev, listen, how old are you? You're 39, 40 now?
Yeah, coming up on 40, yeah.
35, is it?
Come on, 34.
34, all right. Yeah, so, look, you're at Leinster still. What's the plan? You plan to play for another year, 2 years, 3 years? How's the body? What's the plan going forward?
Body's feeling great, to be honest. I reckon I probably have a year or two left of me, to be honest. Still up in the air what I'm doing next year. I'm currently in negotiations, so I haven't made any decisions really, to be honest. So it'll all kind of come out in the next probably month or two, what the plans are. But body's feeling great. Touch wood, I've had no really bad injuries. So yeah, no, all good.
I've got a couple more questions to ask you, actually.
Fire away.
Can you remember your first Leinster cap and tell me a bit about it? And also your first Irish cap. Tell me a little bit about that.
First Leinster cap was versus the Border Reavers in Donnybrook. Myself and a little known out half, I think Johnny Sexton was his name. He was on the bench alongside me. So we both came on that day against Border Reavers. I think I replaced Adam Burns. He was an Aussie second row for Leinster then. We obviously ended up winning. Played about 20 minutes.
You and Sexto made your debut on that same game?
Yep.
That's mad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sure. Like, I've played with Sexto since Leinster schools, 6 years in school, like, so 17, like, so
the two old goats still going strong, eh?
Two old goats. He's a year older than me, though. He's 35 going on 36.
All right, okay. And then, Irish cap.
Irish cap was against Samoa in 2010.
You got binned in that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I'm not joking. I thought you did, but you must have.
No, I've never got binned in an Ireland game.
Okay.
I don't think, I don't know. But against Samoa in Diviva. And it wasn't the best of days, so it was quite rainy. So it wasn't very free-flowing. But it was a phenomenal, I suppose, just experience, having the whole family in the crowd, the legends that were playing around, like, do you know what I mean? So, like, John Hayes was playing. I was playing alongside Donal O'Callaghan, Ron O'Gara, Peter Stringer, all the lads, Draco, do you mean? So it was phenomenal to get a first cap then.
Devin, during your time at Leinster, you played with some pretty amazing second rows, some kind of absolute legends. Now, I know you would have probably picked me, and I told you not before this. I said,
naturally,
the question, don't pick me. But if you had to pick, you know, who's probably the best second row you played with at Leinster? Is that putting you in an awful position, maybe?
I can't pick one, like, do you know what I mean? Okay. I can't pick one. There's been so many, like, do you know what I mean? So, like,
tell us about some of the, you know, the great.
Well, I was going to say, so the first three.
Don't mention me, because just for this Zoom, don't mention me.
Whatever. The first three Highland Cup finals, like, so I was on the bench for the first three, like, so it was Leo started them all. So the first one was Leo, I was behind Malcolm O'Kelly. The second one was behind Hinesy, so Nathan Hines was phenomenal. And then the third one was behind Brad Thorne, do you know what I mean? So they're all brilliant lads to learn from, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I learned so much off Leo. Like, I didn't play a lot with Leo because we were obviously two line-out callers, and I kind of got my shot when Leo got injured, do you know what I mean? So we never really kind of played together. So, and then you look at now, do you know what I mean? So James Ryan is one of the best talents out there, do you know what I mean? So I love playing with Ross Maloney because he's a really good line-out leader as well. So when the two of us are playing together, it's kind of like we're asking each other, what do you think is going to work, and what do you think this will work, and like, he's a great bailout option if I don't see something's on, like, so there's it's too hard to pick one. You can't pick one.
Yeah.
But if I was, it'd be you.
Oh, yeah, well, I know, yeah. Here, Dev, listen, here, we'll wrap up, mate. It's been great to catch up with you and chat to you. Don't leave it a year again until we speak again. I mean...
Man, my phone is always on. You never reply to my texts.
Oh, you've burned me a few times, come on. But
come here, on.
Dev, listen, you, like, honestly, you, what a cracking career you've had. And you, look, hopefully you play on for another 2 or 3 years. So well done, mate. And listen, great to chat to you. And thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks, bud. All the best. Yeah. I hope you wrap up the family well.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.